Om Shanti and good morning. Today we have a special guest on show. And I met her in my early childhood with Baba. And I was very fascinated with her smile. She was always smiling. And I was only about 3 months in Gyan. And I used to reflect those days until I came close to her. The sister is always in a very happy mood. How do I achieve that? And this is none other than Sister Rajni. She came to Baba at a very young age in Delhi, and she was very fortunate. She had interaction with Baba and Mama. This was the secret that she told me yesterday. And I said, I'm very fortunate too, to meet such a personality. So the topic today is self-respect as the foundation of a cheerful Brahmin life. So Rajni Ben has this quality of being cheerful and maintaining a lot of integrity of Baba's knowledge in her, that her self-respect really glow and to come near to her. So for that, she has the opportunity to serve in foreign countries apart from India, and she's now based in Philippines and Japan, special island country. Both countries have many islands, and she travels around. So you can imagine her lifestyle of a biki, very busy. So in this topic, she is very well versed because she has interaction with people in both countries, and for that she has been given a chance, or really part of a member of the regional head coordinating team for Asia Pacific. So it's really, I'm very proud of her status. So I glow with her as well to see how she has developed so much, and yet she's such a simple, sweet soul with a smile for everyone. So my first question to Sister Rajni is that, what is self-respect? And how does self-respect lead us to such a life that we maintain the cheerfulness in us? Because sometimes when we practice self-respect, we become very strict on us. And our face do not show that friendliness or something. And it puts people away. So she has that natural quality, and she can explain to us her experience of being in the stage of self-respect and yet being carefree and cheerful.
Okay, thank you. Om Shanti. So today we will be talking this about topic. Actually, I met Brahma Baba also, Mama also, when I was a very young child in Delhi. I come from Delhi, and Baba, Mama also, the vibrations, personality, we all know, very cheerful, very happy, full of attainments, full of accomplishments. So when I met Mama, Mama was on the stage, sitting like a Shiv Shakti, giving drishti. Even as a child, I can feel the vibrations of Mama. And in the atmosphere. So I remember that. And Brahma Baba also gave me blessing, child will do world service. So Mama Baba also, my part of life from the childhood, to be happy to meet such personality souls on earth. And second also, these qualities come in our life. We saw dadis practically, how they also maintain self-respect in their practical life. What is self-respect? It's a very beautiful word in Hindi, swa-man. Man means respect, swa means self. Giving to the self a respect. So titles of Baba are our swa-man, are our self-respect. For example, Baba says that you are holy sworn. Holy hands, this is like our self-respect. Baba says, you are master powerful soul. Self-respect. And Baba says, you are remover of sorrow, giver of happiness, is self-respect. You are seated on Baba's heart throne, is his self-respect. You are the star of my eyes. This is his self-respect. And Baba says, you are the star in this world, is his self-respect. Like such beautiful words, beautiful title, Baba has given to all of us. All of you agree? Yeah? In every Sunday you get this. Every morning after Sakar Muli there is a blessing. You can feel that Baba's love. That is our self-respect. How to bring this self-respect titles in our practical life every day? That is the point. We all know titles very well, isn't it? But what it means to bring in action means transformation. I can bring this self-respect title, I am a holy swan. Awareness, smriti is fine, but remain in this awareness while speaking, while looking at others, while doing action, so the change will come. The smriti, the awareness, then when you are talking with that awareness, the change in your words will come. With that awareness, when you behave with others, change in you come. So Baba says that the title is title, but bring into awareness and act with that awareness brings transformation. That transformation is the one which Baba and the world wants to see. Because we go through difficult time in our life. Sometimes body problem, relationship problems, many problems in this world. To maintain that self-respect, for example, Baba says, you are the first change in my Brahmin life. Before Brahmin life, we all know we are bodies. But when we come to Baba, the first transformation is, you look at yourself as a jewel, a shining jewel in the center of the forehead, yourself. And then you look at others also, the jewel. And so the whole day practice this. And then the words, the attitude and the behavior will change. So this is the first transformation of having self-respect of jewel, money, shining money, shining jewel. What it means, jewel? Shining with qualities, seven qualities of the soul. So I shine with qualities. So this is the transformation. Now the second one is holy swan. You know, Baba always talks us holy swan. What it means? That your mind is free from ill thinking and waste thoughts. So that is called holy swan. So if I am aware I am a holy swan, then I am away from waste thoughts. No mixture of thoughts coming in my mind. So that's why it is called holy, pure. And then if I am spreading that kind of vibrations through my awareness, through my words as a holy swan, then practically I am in that self-respect. So these are the titles which will bring transformation in me. Okay, so the third one is seated on Baba's heart throne. What it means, seated on Baba's heart throne, is that to experience protection, to experience warmth, to experience security, that when I am in Baba's heart, then, you know,
people always say, like, we are children of God, okay? We say to others, children of God. I am child of God. But if I am worrying about money, people wonder, oh, you are child of God? You are worrying about money? And there was one brother, he really practically did like this. He did not have money. He wants to come to Madhuban. But he did not say, I don't have money. He says, my father has a lot of money, Shiv Baba, and he will make sure, he will put in the bank, and I will come to Madhuban. I am God's child. People will believe when you are behaving with that self-respect. And it so happened, his own Lokik father got the thought, Baba sent the thought to his Lokik father, put the money in the bank. So he had a money for ticket, he came. But if he says, I have no money, I want to go to Madhuban, I have no money. You are God's child, you are worrying about money. You understand, that doesn't connect, being a child of God and worry. Isn't it? Insecurity feeling doesn't connect, I am God's child. So what is self-respect? It's the awareness. I am God's child. Then I can experience that feeling from Baba of security. Why I am not experiencing that feeling from Baba? I may be, say, theoretical. I am God's child. But not I have accepted from the heart yet. Very deep down, I have not experienced God's child. I can say I am Baba's child. I can continue, or you want to ask for?
Yeah, because when you say those words, that Baba bless us with so many special words, how do we literally put it into our life that we develop that typical specific point into our lives?
Yeah, that's what
this
I'm
is
saying.
Where we have difficulty, because Baba said, you're a holy swan. I just repeat, but I do not become holy, neither do I become a swan. So how do I
neither you become holy nor swan? Okay. So holy is pure.
Okay.
Swan, one who looks at the goodness in others.
The elegance. The softness,
elegance, and
the beauty. And
also positivity in others. You know, goodness in others, goodness in the self. So you start to practice that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So awareness is a smriti.
Okay.
And then abhyas, practice.
Mm-hmm.
So you are not taking this, I am not practicing, I am not. Not like that. But awareness is, I am a holy swan. Yeah? So that in the back of the mind, this picture of this face is not there. Sometimes it's very subtle. Our mind is carrying the image of the self. And these titles don't penetrate.
Yes, we have not got rid of the old.
You agree with that?
Yes.
This image, the role, the previous some kind of status. I was principal of the school. I was a boss of many companies. I born in a very good family. Some image we are carrying that is connecting with the body consciousness.
And so we have to maintain that in our interaction all the time with other souls.
Yeah. So when you become God's child, these things you have to forget.
So in your practice, which specific self-respect point that you literally have imbibed into you and it is being exhibited now?
Yeah. I am a valuable diamond.
Oh. Diamond.
Diamond, yes. Diamond shine.
So how do you practice to get to that stage?
Diamond is like this, very valuable. So, and also shining away from caste, color, age, you know, no, not having any limited consciousness with anyone. Because you are diamond in the society.
your diamond in your Lokik home, your diamond in the Brahmin family, your diamond in the country. You are a true diamond who brings unity in the community. Diamond is beyond name, form, caste, color, anything like that. Limited. Otherwise, you cannot shine.
So can you give a short commentary so that we can all experience that state that you have
built in? Yeah, let me explain more later.
Yeah.
So first is Holy Swan. The other one is, which I practice, Diamond. But this Holy Swan, we can do little more. I can tell you, forgetting about the past, past titles, past status, that subtle image which I, the soul, carry about myself, whether negative or positive, based on this birth account. Before coming to Baba, I had taken birth with the souls where I had a past account. And now I came to Baba, it is my new birth. That is very important to keep in the mind. Because we are connecting with the past and the present. That's why there is a conflict. I am a soul, I have taken birth with Baba. So I finished my account with Lokiks. Lokik souls, whatever their role was, I can respect those souls, I have a love for those souls, but no karmic accounts. I finished. You know, I don't need to give them any blame, complain, any kind of sorrow. Finished. You know, now I started my life new for the new world with Baba. Therefore, with Baba I have a new birth. So my new mother father is Baba, the Supreme Soul, Eternal Parent. And He has given me the design of this Brahmin life from Amrit Vela until evening. Okay, this is the lifestyle, Brahmin. Now He gave me this Brahmin family, a new family. Then He gave me study, every day to study. This is my Brahmin life. Okay? So when you adopted this Brahmin life from Baba and you are living this life, you are called real Brahmin. Isn't it? If I am half in the Lokik account, half I am living Brahmin, there is a conflict inside. But now I am a Brahmin. You always have to think like that. I settled all accounts. Okay? Don't say, I have accounts. Now I am Baba's child. I have settled all the accounts with the Lokiks. You have to say in yoga to Baba. All the souls. How many souls in this world? Plenty souls, right? In your life, maybe 1,000 souls, 500 souls. Maybe two souls. Maybe only one soul left, with whom you are a little bit having account. You are settling now. Almost I have settled from maybe when I started to stay in the center, I have no pull. I settle. So no one is in my life which can pull me. So check first that I am a Brahmin without any pull. Yeah? That is the clarity. And then second, Brahmin. Awareness. That from morning till evening you have 100 times chance to create fortune now. Happiness, cheerfulness, strength, confidence, everything you have now with Baba. Plenty opportunities now in your Brahmin life to create happiness, strength, newness, wisdom. Open to all, to you. Okay? Accept it. This is your Brahmin life. Baba is giving you opportunity. Don't say no. Service, don't say no. Opportunity God giving you to experience happiness. So cheerful is not just the face cheerful. It's the mind is cheerful. Mind is happy. to know what my eternal parent Shiv Baba is giving to me. Recognize this special soul in this world drama, Shiv Baba. It's not an ordinary soul, just say Baba. He's very special soul in this world drama, who has the godly information about the new world systems, new world establishment and finishing poverty, sorrow, problems in this world. Means shifting the accounts. It's a very important soul in the world drama. And to have awareness that soul is present now. Okay, sometimes we keeping Baba aside. You know, bring Baba awareness. He is present now in my life. He has come now in my life. He has come on earth now. So He has given me this title that so you are a valuable.
May I interrupt? So, when you practice that, you are internally rehearsing to yourself and so that the point that you are saying becomes true.
Yes.
Because we interact with
feelings,
others.
Feelings.
The feelings.
Sound, yes.
So when we interact with others, it will indicate to them that we are doing something up here.
Yeah.
So that it is reflected in our thoughts, words and actions.
Yes.
So can you give us a small, short commentary for everyone so that we can at least practice a little of what you have been saying?
Okay.
Is it okay for everyone? Would
just
you like
2
that?
Minutes, we can go through this experience. Okay. Om Shanti. In the screen of mind, visualize that I am a shining jewel. Seated in the center of the forehead, not carrying any image, any account, any pull, any burden of the past. I have settled. I have finished. I, the jewel soul, have come to Baba, the supreme jewel. Through the third eye of the mind, I can see this Baba, who has found me, helping my life now to build for the new world. I am a diamond, a shining with qualities, with titles which Baba has given to me. Child, you are diamond soul, very valuable to humanity, to community, to your Lokik home, our Lokik family, and in the world. You are the soul who has all strength, goodness, qualities to shine with. You have this role to play now with this awareness that I am diamond, spreading love, peace, happiness all around me. I am shining jewel, free from close to the supreme jewel, Baba.
Om Shanti. Should we come back to the present? So do you have a feeling of what to think about, that it is easy while we go around in our
work and all those, to practice spirituality in our life, as Sister Rajni has suggested? One way? Or you want more examples? Do you want more examples? Or you have enough? More? A shorter one? Would you like to do another short one to bring them into this, yes, into that state, and something that we can practice during the day in our interaction, in our work, when we are with ourselves and with Baba? A very short one.
Okay, so the first one, when you get up in the Amrit Vela, get three titles every day. Okay, please note down. It's beautiful, which I practice always. First is the self. Who am I? A shining jewel. So just make sure in your thought there is no picture of your face when you are saying shining jewel. Just jewel comes, point of light, soul, jyoti bindu. Okay? Detach also from the image which your mind is carrying. First is this. And look at others' jewel. Okay? The second one. I am in Baba's eyes, star. Star of Baba's eyes. And star in the world. And the third one, seated on Baba's heart throne. Okay, these are the three ones. Every morning you bring into your awareness. And then you can start to practice it during the day. And the third is, see the impact of change in yourself and in others. Without practice, your behavior, your interaction with people will not change. Awareness is first step, practice is second step, transformation is the result. These are the three things. So these three titles you can do every day, Amrit Vela. Okay, so now which one we can do? I am star. Okay, in Baba's eyes. And star in the world. So let's practice now. Om Shanti. Through the third eye of the mind, see yourself as a sparkling star in the body of light and traveling to subtle region. Here is Baba, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Baba, I, the star of your eyes, have come to meet you, feel you. You gave me this Swaman self-respect, that I am the star of your eyes and Baba, you are the one who made me this special star. You saw some specialities in me. Those specialities of love, peace, harmony, respect, hard work, whatever you have seen in me, you made me star in that speciality. So that when I work with others, that speciality is shining. You are the one who introduced me that you are a special, you are a star with specialities and virtues and strength. Baba, I accept this, that yes, I have deep down these virtues, strength, as a gift given by you in my life. This whole positivity came from you, Baba. You are the one, the brightest star of all positivity. Baba, you told me, I am also a star in the world. Shining, giving, spreading the shiningness of virtues. The whole world needs this positivity, Baba, and you made me so positive that I can interact, listen, speak with this pure energy of positivity. I take this beautiful energy from you, the vibrations from you. I go back to this physical world and be aware that I am star of virtues, specialities. Baba, I go back to this physical world to continue to play my part with this awareness. Now, gently, through third eye of the mind, in the body of light, I return to this physical world to continue to play my part as the star of goodness, virtues, positivity.
Om Shanti. Let's come back to the present. So beautiful commentary for us to share with yourself, practice it, rehearse it every day, and then become. So Sister Rajni, you're saying that when we do those commentaries, it increases our personal value, our self-esteem. When we achieve those experiences, our cheerfulness increases and we feel happy. In your interaction with the Dadis, they must have done something like this to achieve that state. What was your personal experience with them that leave a very long-lasting effect and impact in your life? Of their interaction, their sweetness, their encompassing personality and constantly smiling.
Om Shanti. So first thing is, did you like this kind of commentaries? Yeah. Keep it very personal with Baba, so that you and Baba knows you well, you are a Brahmin, he gave you this life, so he knows your chart, he knows you very well. When you are connecting with Baba, Baba will continue to guide you, give you newness in your progress. And with Dadis, yes, with Dadis, I stayed with Dadi Gulzar. Dadi Gulzar was my mentor because I stayed with her 4 years in Delhi, Pandabhavan. First service in India I did with Dadi. But my service was to serve lunch to all Baba's children. In the evening, explain exhibition and clean Baba's home. We were under training to learn everything from Baba, Baba's home. So when I used to serve lunch to Dadi, I noticed Dadi very detached and loving. No demand, no complaint. Whatever food I serve, she eat. No desires. You know, no attraction. I learned this principle that she will eat as detached. And I will ask, you want more? No. You can see the detachment. Not involved. Ah, it's tasty. Yeah, it's very nice. No comments. In silence, Dadi eats. So this showed me simplicity, this showed me detachment and loving stage without any attraction. So Dadi Gulzar always smiling, but her smile, very sweet smile, which can take you into sweetness of Baba. You know, so she must be connecting with those vibrations. You know, frequency constantly, and that's why I can feel also that frequency from her. So Dadi Gulzar, we had a big service project. Hundreds and hundreds of people were coming, Brahmins from all over India and many public. So we had to fix stalls. We all had a duty, but time was short, and one sister came and she had a pressure to finish the stall. And Dadi is sitting very sweetly. And I was sitting there and this soul came, Dadi, I need money. Dadi, I need people. Dadi, no one is helping me. So she got a pressure, stress, and little bit loud voice. And, you know, like, I can't do, you know, too much for me now. So Dadi Gulzar listening, smiling, no words. And she left. Dadi said, okay, we will give you full cooperation. That's all. And she left. And then I asked Dadi, I said, Dadi, she was so much under stress, pressure, getting little angry, and no one is helping her. And you are so peaceful. Why? So So I asked her this practical question. How you do this? She said, okay, I understood. That soul was under the influence of Kali Yugi frequency. Tamo Pradhan, pressure, stress, anger is not golden age frequency, Sangam Yuga frequency. She was under the influence of that. And I said, what about you? She says, Sattva Pradhan stage. Sattva Pradhan stage, cool, calm, wise, clear. Okay, we will cooperate. No other words. So beautiful interaction. And no finishing her smilingness. Maybe that soul also a little bit blame. Why, Dadi, you are not giving, you know, all these thoughts came, words came, but Dadi's memory did not provoke. She remained so calm. Sattva Pradhan, that really I was very young in Gyan, in Center Vasi life. I saw these things practically, how they maintain their good stage, avyakt stage, Sattva Pradhan stage, while, you know, softness, gentleness, respectful, understanding. This is cheerfulness. The other one is not cheerful. Ha ha ha. Smile. You know, I don't like you. Do you see? You are not successful. No. That is cheerfulness is very balanced.
So I would say that if we are caught in a situation of stress, tension rises. And all the old sanskaras of Kali Yuga comes back.
Yeah.
So when Dadi was cool and calm, the sister was able to maintain her state. So both were win-win situation. But if we are in a position like in a household, at work and all those things, how do we do that? Because Dadi has a lot of time to practice.
It's awareness. Dadi, we saw Dadis, they had the souls with the frequency of stress, anger, conflict. But they take precautions.
Mm.
Yeah, I asked once Dadi Guzar, do you think Baba comes in you? You think? No, I don't think Baba comes in me. I said, why? No, if I think Baba comes in me, he will not come. So I said, Dadi, what do you do?
Mm.
Dadi said, I take precautions. I said, where do you get precautions? Murli. Mm-hmm. All precautions, attention points from Baba's Murli. I said, tell me one. So Dadi told me one. And she said, so many conflict comes, problem comes. I am very much aware not to take favor to any soul. Remain free from favoritism. Neutral. Because when I sit to go to Baba, Baba comes, what will happen to that soul? That soul will say, Dadi takes favor of that soul. I said, wow. Because I saw once one soul came in so many papers and spoke 2 hours to Dadi. And I was watching, and Dadi at the end say, okay, I will tell Baba in the trance, and when Baba comes, and he will give you decision. Just 3 sentences after listening, 2 hours. Such kind of internal stability, you know, calmness, wisdom the soul has, to maintain that, you know, vibration of softness, peace, really is like that. You know, one practice Dadi told me she did. I asked Dadi Gulzar, 14 years you did tapasya in, you know, in the boarding school and Baba opened, and also in the, you know, with 300 people you lived. What was your practice? I asked Dadi. You think only I am a soul. I am a soul. No.
Nothing
she said,
happened.
I am a master soul.
Master soul.
Malik. I am a master soul of sense organs. I rule senses. I control my senses. All senses I control. I am the ruler. I am master of senses. In Hindi, Malik, like a tenant, and the landlady, tenant. And the one who is landlady is Malik, ownership. I'm the owner of the body, soul. So, I have a full freedom and choice. How to use my mouth? How to use my eyes? What to listen? What not to listen? Where to pay attention? Full control. This is how Dadi said she practiced 14 years. They have done a lot of practices. What to speak, what not to speak. What to hear, what not to hear. What Baba says in the Murli, they practiced it. They lived their life with principles. Not ordinary. No way to make them ordinary. They knew principles of truth from Baba's Murli. So they lived. That's where the power comes. Okay.
So you were very fortunate to have such interaction and practical learning from the Dalis.
Dalis, yeah.
And you've given us some tips how to emulate whatever you have done. Hopefully we do it right. The last thing is that we need to have the persistence to do it daily. What are your suggestions?
My suggestions is three. First, Amrit Vela. 3 points. Bring in your awareness. Who am I? Money. Jewel. Who am I? The star of Baba's eyes. I am seated on Baba's heart throne. You have to feel secure during the day with Baba. Feelings. Because so much happening in the world. Any internet information, people speaking, you know, we are listening so much in this world, can create that vibration in us of insecurity. So keep, you know, this awareness title, I am secure, safe, undamaged, protected by Baba's vibration. Look at Baba. He knows everything about this world. How protected he is. He lives in Paramdham. So we also can go to Paramdham to feel protected. Isn't it? So that three things during the day you can practice this. Then during the day when you practice, then transformation will come. Change will come. But that, you know, the image don't carry about yourself. At all. That mixes with body conscious. Then we speak loudly, react.
But we are always interacting with other souls.
Yeah.
If weak is, at least there is some check. But if it is in the outside world, at work, in the family, who are not Brahmins, so how do we protect ourselves from that frequency, apart from creeping the thoughts that you have suggested, and Baba's Murli,
yeah,
and the awareness to practice, because in the home, we cannot suddenly stop and think, I'm doing this and this and this, so they might think that we have gone crazy. You know, certain practices that we cannot do. So, what...
No, attention you have to pay, like if someone has the sanskara of fire to fight with you, so you become water, cool, like that.
Okay, let's be cool.
To understand sanskar of each one is okay. But to keep on thinking about those sanskar is not good. Understanding, Dadi Gulzar taught us this. Understand sanskar, okay. this soul has this sanskara, weakness, we understand that. But keep on thinking and repeating is the wrong to do. That is, we can pay attention. Number two, we know someone reacts very fast, gets upset very fast, like a fire personality. The other personality is cool, calm. Two personalities, water, cool, and fire. We understand personality. Today you are going for meeting. You know there will be some souls with such kind of frequency. Then you remain cool, calm. Prepare yourself. Be aware. I am cool. Cool, goddesses of coolness. Bring this, emerge this in your awareness. Otherwise, old sanskar without you knowing will react. Once Jagdish Bhai said in his class, sanskars are like a dog's tail. Don't change unless you get up. I am sitting here, I can see this kind of scene. I get up and sit somewhere, I see different scene. So if I am not changing my perspective, not shifting my consciousness, I can't see newness. Very important, you know. So it's an observer stage helps me. I practice this observer. Sakshi. Like a movie, you watch movie as an observer. You are not emotional. When you are emotional, someone's emotions will provoke you. I am observer watching, you know, act of other. So I'm not emotional to be influenced by their emotions. Then I'm slave to their emotions. That's what Baba is doing the work, to take you out from that habit of centuries and centuries which the soul is suppressed with it. Our own old habits are the ones who are making us slave today. Once I was with Dadi Janki in the car. I said, Dadi, you know, I feel someone suppresses me. Dadi said, no one suppresses you. If someone misbehaved with you, mistreated you 2 years ago, finished. Today, your own memory is suppressing you. So she told me that. Then I said, Dadi, what is the method? You know? And there's a method. Now Baba is available and you can get peace and happiness from Shiv Baba, not from your memory suppression. Memory, you can go to Baba. Baba, I am with you to take love from you, peace from you. So she said, when you connect with Baba, then Baba knows my child is taking love, taking happiness, then he will tell some devotee to call you to give course.
Magic?
How it works? How it works? Because you are present in front of Baba. And you are taking from Baba. Otherwise you are depriving yourself from service, inheritance from Shiv Baba, and you are suppressing yourself from the past. And you deprive yourself from the inheritance from Baba? Dadi, awaken me. Since then I don't do that work. To remember someone mistreated me, finished 2 years ago. Why I am remembering that? That is, again I am going into that experience. Now I understand Baba has come in my life to give me the best treatment. Love, happiness. Then Baba will do the magic. He will keep me busy whole day to give course, give class, give sustenance to souls. My inheritance increase. That makes us cheerful, happy. You are happy today?
Yeah.
All of you are happy? Yeah. Just one more experience I share, then I will give you back. These are experiences, you know. So once I have seen these are the experiences of receiving from Baba, not to feel any suppress. You know, so once we say no service, Dadi Janki once, she was in one country and she told me, today I want to go to a different country. I said, okay Dadi. And she went there and she knows, you know, Baba was touching her, then that country one soul who had a very, very, very severe treatment, bad, from someone, that soul was waiting for Dadi to come and give relief from that sorrow. And Dadi went. We just sat down from the airport immediately in the house. And that soul came. Dadi shook hand. 1.5 hour, bodiless stage. We all were seated there. No movements. So beautiful frequency of Shiv Baba. And the bodiless stage frequency of no movements. Very still, huh? Dadi giving drishti to that soul. Not Jnani soul, huh? Non-Brahmin, a Lokit person, went through a very severe bad treatment from, you know, this Lokit world is like that. And that soul, someone told, Dadi is coming, get healed. So that soul came. What I am saying is that so many things in this world, people are full of sorrow. If we are also in that stage, we cannot serve others. So Baba gives us the title, you are remover of sorrow. So you can be in Baba's heart throne. You can be shining jewel. You can be holy swan. These are your awarenesses. Take it and remain in this awareness. Don't put your face in the image of the past with Holy Swan. Doesn't work then. Then subtly sanskars creep in. It's a total change of awarenesses. The first awareness Baba brought in our life, you are not body, you are a soul. Baba told us, you are a child of God. Baba told us. These are the awarenesses. These are the transformation points which Baba did with us. And now how can I go back and using these past memories of bad treatments and mixing with the new titles. Sometimes I laugh at myself, you know, how it mixes, very subtly creeps in. So that's why Baba is available 24 hours a day to help us. We are Brahmins. He is bound to help you when you remember him. Then your frequency connects with Baba. When Baba knows this child needs a new experience, he will give you. Just remember Baba. You are available, Baba. I am available. Baba, give me the best experience. Baba is bound to help you. Have full trust in Baba now to get full attainments. No need to go back to the past, remember the past treatments. Otherwise, we cannot experience seated on Baba's heart throne.
So, thanks so much for all the explanation. Do you have any questions on the floor? Or you're satisfied with ideas? So now we have to go back and work on her suggestions.
Raise the hand like this.
You're happy?
If you have a question,
raise the hand. She's in just like that.
Question?
No question.
No?
Okay. They're all happy. So we come to the end of the session. Thank you, Rajni Ben, for such elaborate methods and commentaries and very, very well versed in Baba's versions and in the practical life. So maybe we can ask Brother for another session that she can download onto us her practices. It's really very wonderful. So let's have 1 minute to thank Baba and thank the dear sister for her time.
Om Shanti. Through the third eye of the mind and the body of light, I travel to certain region, see Bap Dada welcoming me, giving me drishti of love and warmth. Says, come child, you are seated on my heart throne. You are my eternal child, kalpa ego child. You are safe, secure. You are loving child, powerful child. You have played very good part in this world drama. And now, you are playing the part with me now, with almighty authority, the Father, the teacher, the guide, to whom the whole world is looking for. You have found. You are most lucky in this world drama. You are the soul who will get the throne of sovereignty. Now you are in Baba's heart of love and purity and power. Baba has come to help your life, to finish your old sorrows, pain, make you strong, stable, shine with qualities. Stay in this awareness. You are sitting in Baba's heart throne. So while taking drishti from Baba, saying thank you to Baba, I am grateful to you. Baba, thank you giving this wonderful life. Baba, I go back now in this physical world to play my part. I will keep you in my heart, and you keep me in your heart. Thank you, Baba. I return to this physical world. Om